Calling all rich little broke girls. If you're a self-appointed fruit fly, this one's for you. Hi, ladies. It's me, Slim Kim, aka Kimberly Indibizu, founder and host of Rich Little Broke Girls, the podcast and collective for aspiring housewives and CEOs. Before we get into it, we need to talk. Miss Slim Kimmy can't keep running her business without some feedback from my Rich Little Broke Girls. So take 20 seconds to leave a 5-star review with a compliment. It doesn't have to be true, but it has to be in writing. I'm still in LA with Mr. Man, and I'm headed back to New York on Sunday, I believe, to get my entire life in order. Last week, though, my sister and my best friend came to visit us, and they stayed with us, and we had the most insane time. My sister and I went out for a girls' night last Saturday, and I will say, single or not, the men in LA are piranhas. Think fresh blood in a shark tank. But I will get into all of that in next week's solo episode. This week, I have a very special guest. So special, he refers to himself as a shining star. Meet Sumner Sykes, Philly-based improviser, comedian, and actor. He was also one of my close friends from GW, and he just so happens to be a straight-passing white gay man. Keep listening, and you'll understand why that's even relevant. I feel like Sumner and I connected in college because we both thought we were the second coming of Elizabeth Holmes. Like, we wanted to raise all this money really fast, but neither of us really understood how to build a product. So nonetheless, I am now a podcast host, and he is a stand-up comedian. I guess life comes at you fast. In this episode, Sumner and I talk all things penis envy, the Twitter slur hunt, and we can't quite understand how Latinos get away with saying the N-word. Lock in, ladies, because you're gonna wanna listen to this one. Welcome to the show, Sumner.
Thank you, Kimberly. I'm so happy to be here.
I'm so happy to finally have you here. How are you today?
I'm like a 6.
Out of a 10?
20. Long night.
Okay. What happened yesterday? What'd you do? What'd you get
into? I made
out
with a woman.
Oh, did you? Mm-hmm. Okay.
I have a video.
Let me see.
Do you want to see it?
Wait, of you guys making out?
Yeah. They were all taking videos. She was this Russian girl.
As you guys can tell by the title of this episode, this is called The Girls and the Gays. So Sumner is a gay man, or so we thought.
Gay asterisks.
Okay. Ew. Oh my God.
Yeah, like tongue.
How did that happen?
So we're at Paul's Baby Grand, and this girl comes up to me and she's like, are you bisexual? In my defense, I was wearing LeGents wide leg trousers that have chandeliers on them.
Okay.
Gay.
As fuck.
Yeah, I was serving gay.
Yeah.
And she was like, are you bisexual? I was like, maybe. Like, what do you got? Like, what do you have for me? She was like, oh, okay. Then we just started making out.
Okay.
And then my friends were like, he's gay. And she was like, that's not what I asked. And I was like, smart.
Yeah.
So we kissed. She was like, what are you doing after this? I was like, not you.
This is actually where it ends. It was fun, but we're done.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. And I didn't want to lead her on.
No.
And she wasn't buying me drink. That's the issue. It's like, if I'm going to kiss a girl, buy me a drink. But apparently I'm supposed to buy the drink.
Did you buy her a drink?
No. It is not. No.
It's giving
me. I'm on a biweekly pay. That was not a payday. Do you know how much drinks at Paul's are?
$25. Yeah.
For a vodka soda?
Wild. Top shelf?
I don't know. You could serve me anything. I'm like not picky.
Oh, you're not. No. I am. Mm. Very much so.
What's your go-to?
Oh. My go-to
that's like middle shelf.
Is... So let's get into the episode.
Sure.
So you said that you go through a self-identity crisis every like once a year or mm-hmm. is it? Okay.
Once a year, usually after Pride.
Why?
I don't know. The summer. I want to be bisexual. So
do
bad.
You?
Yeah. Being gay is not cool anymore. Like it's not. We all had a gay cousin and it was like, oh my God, he's gay. It's like, until I'm ready to make the transition.
What transition?
Not that transition. Maybe. No, honestly.
Would you?
No, I'd be hideous. Cut. No.
But would you cut it off?
Yeah.
Would you?
I want one so bad.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Do you have penis envy? Like, do you wish you had one?
I don't. Not even a little bit.
You never think about
it. I would not want to fuck a woman. I would not want to, like, go back.
But have a penis.
I would never want to have a penis.
Come on.
I feel like they're so dirty. Like, I can't imagine having something in between my legs that I have to move every day. And I always see you guys, like, touching it and putting your hands down there. And, like, that's not something that I want to do. Also, I can't really imagine during the summer months what the sweat is like. I know what it's like to have a vagine because I have one. Right. But everything's on the inside. Like, it's all up there. Right. So, like, even if you have, like, an infection, it's in there. Mm-hmm. But for men, it's out there. It's, like, outside of your body. Right. And half of you don't know how to clean properly.
Which
if
half?
I were a man, more than half.
Okay.
So, yeah, it's just not something that I would envy ever in my life.
Okay. Yeah. It's fun.
Is it?
It has its perks.
Is it?
Yeah.
Well, you guys orgasm a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All the time. Like, all the time.
Do you ever orgasm when you're not trying? Like, okay, let's talk about coming up.
Sure.
Right? Because coming out.
Oh, coming out or coming?
Coming out and coming up.
Oh, coming out. Yeah, yeah.
Coming out. So, you know, a lot of times I feel like from the stories that I've heard, and again, I don't want to get canceled here, but as a Black woman, I really feel like I cannot be canceled.
You can say anything about gay people because we steal your, like, language. Vibe and language. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, great. Oh, amazing.
You get a pass. Oh. Just don't say the F slur.
I would not. What F slur? I don't even have that in my
mind. Faggot? Cut.
Can't say that.
Okay.
I would never say that.
Okay.
Ever. As I was saying, so I feel like a lot of the coming out stories and how, you know, young men figure out that they're gay is because they get hard, like, from other men. Mm-hmm. You know,
that's
whereas
sort of like the essence of homosexuality, but I'm glad we were able to boil that down so eloquently.
So my question to you is, have you ever orgasmed without even trying?
Do you want my coming out story or do you want when the last time I came without my hands?
I want both.
Okay. Start with coming out.
You're not a golden gay, right?
No. I've been, as proof of last night, I dated women all throughout high school, junior high. I was like the first to lose my virginity.
How old were you?
16.
Okay.
Ninth grade.
Okay. You were the first?
Like, socially, everyone was like, oh my God, Sumner, like, gets it.
Okay.
Mind you, I'm like a flaming homosexual kid. Like,
very much so.
Yeah, like,
you can
even
hear it in his voice.
I was in Hairspray.
Were you?
I was.
The school play.
Yeah. And The Sound of Music.
Wow.
Nazi number three.
Cut.
What's honestly, oh no, I'm not going to get into this, but.
No, you can say, we can cut it.
I went to public school in suburban Philadelphia. You didn't even introduce me.
Well, I did.
Try
it's
again.
It's in the intro. You just didn't hear it.
Okay.
It's going to be in there.
Thank you. Yeah. I am from suburban Philadelphia. Mm-hmm. I went to Abington High School. Mm-hmm. Go Ghosts. Sound of Music was put on either side of the stage. We had.
Do you want to get that burp out and then speak?
Cut. Yeah. So I'm from suburban Philadelphia.
West Philadelphia. Born and raised on the playground. It's where I spent most of my days.
West Philadelphia got gentrified.
Maxi collection.
Wherever Will Smith is from, it's like condos.
Oh, he was from the hood. Oh, like,
well,
in the story.
I don't use that word.
Oh, I can.
Right.
Yeah, that's why I would not be canceled first.
Well,
we'll get into that.
We'll get into that.
Yeah.
I'm from suburban Philadelphia. I went to a public high school. Mm-hmm. Go Ghosts.
So I love the fact that you do this.
Oh, I'm very, like,
for the sake of a podcast, they don't want to hear that. Do you want to hear that?
Okay, I'll sit on my hands.
You don't have to sit on your hands. You can use them. But there's just, like, things that you learn when you edit and you listen to it back.
Sure.
Yeah.
So should I take it from the top again?
Take it from the top.
Okay. So I'm from suburban Philadelphia. Okay. I went to Abington High School. Go Ghosts.
Woo.
Nope, not.
So Sumner's been doing this thing. I would call it the Black Panther punch. Fist. The Black Panther fist.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know where he got it from. I don't know if he's a freedom fighter. I don't know. I don't know.
I did protest.
Oh, did you? During 2020?
I was.
Was that the first time that you protested for Black Lives?
Yes. And it was in Bridgehampton.
Was anybody else out there?
Yeah.
Was anyone?
It was really embarrassing.
There was a lot of people.
A lot of people.
Like influencers?
No, just like young kids who
were their
on
parents out there?
No, not like my age young. I was like 22.
Okay, a lot of them?
Yeah.
Was it the Help, their children?
No, it was mostly white.
Oh, wow.
Not to assume that the Help wasn't white.
They were not.
But it was a weird scene. We all laid on the ground for like 8 minutes and 34 seconds.
Or... Oh, was that? Okay, we won't get into that. But that was a significant time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I didn't make it. I got up like 4 minutes in, but spiritually I'm there. Cut. So I'm from suburban Philadelphia. Abington Senior High School. Go Ghosts.
Yes, you're not a golden gay.
Not a
golden
gay.
You were the first of your friends.
Right. So like ninth grade, I lost my virginity. President's Day, actually. Special.
Very special. Mm-hmm. You look like...
I look like I lost my virginity on President's Day?
No, you look like you could be the descendant of a president.
Which one?
Thomas Jefferson.
I'll take it.
Yeah, but didn't he use like slaves' teeth as like for his... Right?
Well, no, George Washington. They told us in school he used wood.
Is that what they taught us?
Yeah, but it was slave teeth.
Really? Mm-hmm.
Thomas Jefferson, though, had hella slaves.
Yeah, he did. So what happened to George Washington's teeth? And why did he have to replace them with teeth of African enslaved, mm-hmm. of the African enslaved?
You know, I don't think I'm equipped to speak on this topic. I think I want to elevate other voices.
Okay. And none of those voices are here. So we're going to move along.
We're going to move on.
Okay. So you're from?
So I'm from suburban Philadelphia. I went to Abington High School. No, you asked me, you said I'm not a golden gay.
Yeah.
I was a very flamboyant young kid. Like I wore head to toe Vineyard Vines. I was on the golf team, which is kind of like rogue. I'm a very good golfer.
Are you?
Right.
Okay.
So I was in Hairspray.
It's not very gay of you.
No, very straight of me. I was very good at being straight.
Okay. Do you have like a different voice?
I can do a straight voice. Hey, would you mind backing up? That's my girlfriend.
Oh my God.
Wow. It's so nice to meet you. Kimberly is a great girl. Like I could rock this shit. Dads love me. Cause I'm like, I'm like a palatable gay, like a Ronald Reagan gay.
Okay.
He wasn't gay, but like this older generation, they're not loving like a Frankie Grande. Mm-hmm. Well, this is homophobic, I think.
But you can say it because you're homo.
Right.
Yeah.
So anyway, I'm a very-
Like, you know when rappers say no homo, right. In this case, homo.
Homo. Cut. No, I love being gay though, honestly.
Yeah.
It's my favorite thing.
Yeah.
Men, awful, but-
Yeah.
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 Gay ones aren't as any better than straight
ones. I sometimes wish I could marry a gay man. But not like a closeted gay.
No.
Like in, you know.
Have you ever been with someone that you suspected of being gay?
Yeah, I did.
What was their name?
It doesn't matter.
Okay. Cut. I'm very bad at dating apps, which is very shocking because I have such like a good personality and I'm gorgeous. But it's really...
You guys can't see him. Should we explain? It's giving Annie.
Yeah. Annie, if she was gorgeous. For those of you who are listening, I am 6'5". I have luscious curls.
Luscious.
4C. Can I say that?
Sure.
Is it 4C?
It's not.
Okay.
Do you want to see my kitchen back here at the back of my... Oh, he doesn't know that terminology. So a kitchen, it's like the back of a black woman's hair.
Wait,
like,
I have a kitchen too.
Do you have a little...
I have a kitchen.
Like the back. No, like the kitchen would be here.
Oh, like the... Why kitchen?
Yeah. I don't know. I learned that when I moved to Texas from Minnesota. So the black girls taught me that one.
Right.
Yeah.
Let's do some more. What other terms do you think I wouldn't know from the black community?
I feel like I cosplay. I'm like very culturally out of sync. I think it's because of my Nigerian roots.
Are you from the South?
I like to say that I am, but technically, I'm from the north.
Minnesota,
yeah.
Do your people know that?
Yeah, they do.
Okay.
They do. And if you don't know, you should go listen to Not So Friendly Reminders featuring my big sister, and we talk about our upbringing, so you guys should listen to that if you didn't know that I'm from Minnesota, which I think a lot of things will make sense now, you know, why I like a certain type of man, you know.
What kind?
It doesn't matter. We're actually going to glaze over that. We're talking about you being a golden gay.
Right.
So you were in a relationship for how long? And then did you always know you were gay? Like, talk me through that. And then we'll like really get into the bulk of this episode. However, I am so curious about you.
I don't want to like make this dark, but like.
You can make it dark.
Okay. So no. I knew at a young age.
Like grew up what age?
Probably 10.
Oh, okay.
I like the underwear, like the Calvin Klein underwear packaging at like Macy's. Mm-hmm. I was like, yeah, you're coming home with me. So I always just kind of had this feeling. I was like, something's off. And I grew up in this Christian home. We're not really in it anymore, but we'll get to that.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
We like
sort of
at
left
all.
The church.
Oh, like, are you guys atheists now?
No, my mom gets Christian around black women.
Okay.
Like, anytime she, like, if she, the checkout person is black, she's like, God be with you. She hasn't been to church in years.
Okay.
But she's like, isn't he good? She'll walk past him and go, be blessed.
Oh, wow.
He's good, isn't he?
Oh, wow.
And I'm just like, where did that come
from? Mom.
No idea. Okay. She pulls it out all the time.
Okay.
So I always knew something was up. I had this friend in, like, third grade. We used to kind of, like diddle each other.
What do you mean by that?
Like, we'd have sleepovers and just sort of, like, diddle.
Diddle what?
Like, our jiddles. Diddle the diddle. Just, like playful. Boys do that. If you have men listeners, they know. Like, young guys, they just kind of...
Really?
Yeah.
You know what, though? I used to do that with my girlfriends.
Right.
Yeah, like, it's we would like, go... Like,
you have that, I have this.
Let's go, yeah.
Let's figure it out.
Yeah, yeah.
So I did that.
Does that make me a lesbian?
No. I don't think you're a lesbian.
Okay, why?
I don't know.
Okay.
You could be. I mean, I'm not denying your sexuality. I want you to explore things.
Yeah.
I think you should... As people, we should take every opportunity to try new things, be with everyone we can be.
Really?
Of legal consenting age.
Okay.
Key.
So
I grew up in this Christian home, and so I always knew something was off, but I was like, there's this thing called the perfect little boy syndrome, I think it's called, which is the idea that when you're a closeted gay man, you need to be perfect because your validation has to come externally because internally, a lot of self-loathing.
Aww.
So I always felt like something was wrong with me. And so that made me externally, like, president of honor society, like, great grades, very popular. But internally, I was not happy. Not at all. And then I got to college. So I had a long-term girlfriend, sorry. I'll say her name, Sarah. Love her. Hey, Sarah. She's in law school. She can be our attorney.
Yeah.
She's brilliant. We'll she's smart.
We'll need one after this episode.
Big time. We're going to have a lot of cease and desists.
Yeah.
So she's great. She was 2 years older than me. She's my brother's age. We just, like, I fell in love with her as a friend, and I couldn't separate being in love with someone friend-wise versus girlfriend-wise. So we dated.
Do you want to get that one out?
So I'm drinking three things. I have a Diet Coke, a latte, and a water, so it's, like, a lot of fluids. So we dated maybe a year.
Okay. That was a long-term girlfriend? Long-term girlfriend's getting, like, 4 years.
Oh, no. She was in college, and I was, like, she went to Michigan. I would, like, go see her.
Oh, wow.
Like, long term.
Yeah.
And then I became, like, super jealous for no reason. I was like, are you, like, exactly. Like, my gay ass being like, are you with other guys at college? Like, duh.
Yeah.
So anyway, I ghosted her for a year because I felt so bad that I was lying to her. And I felt
You don't think she knew? Like, she couldn't sense?
We talk about it. So I ghosted her for a year, and then I finally texted her. She was like, I don't care what happened or what's going on. I just miss you. And I just said, like, I don't know how to tell you this, but I'm gay. She was like, I don't care. Like, I just love you. And that, for me, I was like, aww. Wow. Like, she's a friend till I die. Like, talk to her from time to time. She's awesome.
Mm-hmm.
So I get to college, and I'm like, I'm just going to come out. So I, like, just start hooking up with guys.
How did you find these men?
Grindr.
Okay.
Are you familiar?
Yes.
Yeah. It's quite the app.
Yeah. It's like, so efficient.
It's like Domino's pizza. You can get pepperoni to your door in 15 minutes.
Yeah.
But sometimes you get catfished.
Do you?
Yes. I've been catfished. And so you get there and you're expecting this, like, young hunk, and you get there and they are 55 maybe and added a little, like, tummy weight.
Then so what?
You have two options. Either commit and you're like, all right, I'm here. Let's do this. Or you run. And I've done both.
Run at your own home? So where are you running?
Like, in my apartment.
Are you inviting them
in
home?
DC, I had in my... Did you ever go to my apartment?
Yeah, I did.
You know how in the lobby there was like a lobby?
Yes.
So I would go down and I could see them outside my door and I would peek around the corner. And if they looked like what they looked like, I'd let them in. If they didn't, I would just dip.
Okay.
So Grindr's dark. Don't do it. For any young gay men or trans folks who are listening, don't do Grindr. You never feel good after. It's like eating Domino's again. It's great when you're drunk at 3 a.m. and then you wake up and you have a disease. So it's like, don't do it.
So we met at GW.
We did.
And
how did we meet? I don't know.
I don't know.
I don't remember.
But we met.
We met.
Like, I've
we
known you
since
I got there.
You're 1 year older than me, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, we must have met my, like, sophomore year.
I'm not sure how we met at GW, but we bonded from being what I would like to coin strugglepreneurs.
Love
like
that.
We always had an idea. Like I really would equate us to Steve Jobs, me, you, Steve Wozniak. Like, we really thought we had a dream.
Right.
And I would have been Steve Jobs sans pancreatic cancer. You would have been Steve Wozniak on Ozempic.
Right. However, we kind of are serving Elizabeth Holmes right now.
We are. But I'm not a fraud.
No.
Wink.
Cut. But no, I respect Elizabeth Holmes. Did she do something wrong? A little.
But did she fool a lot of people and take their money? Yes. Yeah. And like...
You guys are dumb.
You're dumb. You're stupid. Why was she at the White House correspondence dinner? Why? Why were you rubbing shoulders?
No one did a background check?
No one did a background check.
No one tested the device?
No one even saw the device.
I'm sorry. Like...
Come on.
Slay.
Slay.
So, strugglepreneurs...
And also, her getting pregnant during the trial...
This poor kid. First of all, if you want to get out of a sentencing... Prego.
Really?
I will commit to you right now. If you ever get sentenced for anything, I'll impregnate you while you're on trial.
Oh, how are we going to do that?
Conjugal visit.
What does that mean?
It's when you go to, like, in prisons, if you're there for a long time, I think they let you come and, like, bump donuts.
Okay. Okay.
I don't know. Okay. I've never been.
Neither have I. Thank God. Knock on wood.
Okay. Anyway, strugglepreneurs. Yeah. I agree. I think we've always wanted something more.
Yes.
We're ambitious people.
Yes.
Which is interesting because when men get called ambitious, it's a good thing. But usually the connotation with women is it's not. I don't know with that.
I think men like to pretend like they want an ambitious woman, but they don't.
No.
Like, they always say, you know, I could, if you drink that Coke one more time.
I'd be burping.
He has been burping the entire episode. He's burped 3 times.
Okay, I'm done.
Yeah. And I said, put the water.
I'm thirsty.
As I was saying, the issue with us is when we were in college, we really thought we could, like, invent Apple.
No, I don't know, like, why we thought why we were, like...
Tech founders.
No.
We're not.
We're not.
We're not.
I sleep till 11 a.m. Like, I'm not...
Well, I don't.
Okay. So, that's fine.
But...
But I just don't think... We put together PowerPoints. Let's talk about some of our ideas.
Yes.
I had something called Silver Spoon.
Yes.
Which... You helped me with a pitch deck for.
It was great.
I thought I ate. Like, no
crumbs.
Tell
them about Silver Spoon.
Silver Spoon was, like, a rewards program for cosmetic enhancement surgery. Because not everyone was
born.
For all
the rich kids at GW.
Yes.
100%.
Because everyone's getting lip injections, filler. Mm-hmm. Like, so I'm like, okay, what if you put away from every paycheck $50?
And by paycheck for them, it would have been, like, allowance.
Well, this is for the brokies.
Oh, this is
for the broke little rich girls.
Rich little broke girls.
Because it's very on brand, honestly, because not everyone was born with a silver spoon in their mouth.
Yes. But
some people still want filler. So every week out of your paycheck, we take a certain amount out, invest it so it would grow. Mm-hmm. So you could get more cosmetic enhancement surgery. Now, mind you, then I got to the point where I realized the ethical implications. Yeah, it's not good. It's really not good.
Well, my question to you is, how did you think you were going to build that? Not to say that you could not, but, like, how did you think you were going to build that?
Oh, easy. I was going to get med spas to sort of be partners. Mm-hmm. Then they would be, like, preferred users. So to get our business, they would pay us. So we'd build the platform and then direct. You could make an appointment there through the app, like Resy, and pay with your funds that you've accrued, like a debit card.
Oh, great. I love that. So my idea was Spice, and it was essentially...
Forward 90.
Uber for clothes. And I don't know where I thought I was going to get the drivers, where I was going to get the shoppers, where I was going to get the technology to connect the retailers with the customers. I had no idea.
Your branding was great.
I'm a branding genius.
The branding was
the
gorgeous.
The branding, yeah. So great. Remember I had Ale do the video for me? Yeah.
It's a genius idea.
Great, yeah.
Unfortunately.
We just were not the type of people to pull off tech.
Execution, sometimes... Like, guys, I don't think you've realized Kim and I have been planning to do an episode
for
months. We've done this like 3 times. We do prep calls. We've done 3, and then we just won't talk to each other for 2 months.
But honestly, I would say that it's more you than me.
I don't think so.
I think so.
You call, I answer.
How did we end up here today?
I messaged you on Instagram. Yes, I did. Yes, I did, Kimberly. That's not the truth. And then you called me as soon as I messaged you. Anyway.
So I used to pay rent every single month, like early.
Right.
I was just a golden tenant. So good. And then one of those times that I decided to call Sumner, he told me, this was over the summer, and Sumner goes, oh, I'm not paying my rent this month. I'm actually going to go to Europe. And I was like, And he's like, yeah, I do it all the time. And I'm like, And he's like, yeah, I mean, like, you don't have to pay your rent every month. And so I thought,
The caveat is...
What's the caveat?
If you live in a building that has a property management company, you have to pay rent.
Okay.
If you are my landlord, you need to stop listening right now, Lawrence. My landlord is 95. Mm-hmm. I live in a walk-up, five floors, and there's only six units. And I pay him cash. So there is no record of our transactions. I drive to his house and give him an envelope of cash. So 1 month, it was like 2 weeks in, and I'm like, he didn't text me. And so then it became the next month, and I went and paid rent. And he was like, oh, like, this is for April, right? I was like, yeah. So then I got comfortable.
What month was it when you decided to pay for April?
I paid for April in March. Okay. No, I paid for March in April. And then ever since then...
You realized.
I skipped June and July.
Because you wanted to travel.
Because I went to Europe. And then I went and paid him rent last week. But it has been a financial... I've been in financial turmoil since I paid rent. Like, I don't know when I thought I could afford the life I want with what I make. But then rent is due. And, like, rent, they want you to pay monthly. They, the powers that be, want you to pay rent monthly. What if I'm not there the whole month? I'm so sorry. Same with gym memberships. If I don't go, why am I paying? No, I don't do that anymore. I just think rent... I don't know. I think we were... I didn't choose to be born. First of all. Second of all, every month.
So when you say property management, because I live in a property management building.
Right. The issue with property management companies is mostly they're owned by private equity. So when they're owned by private equity, their incentive is to squeeze cash as much as they can. So
okay.
So they will come after you like crazy. It's mostly in lower income homes. Like the Kushners got into it a lot.
Oh, really?
Yeah. But then they got kind of canceled.
Canceled.
The Kushners.
The Kushners.
Well, the whole org did.
Yeah.
I don't really keep up with
them. I'm confused as to why Ivanka Trump is hanging out with the Kardashians if her entire lineage has been canceled.
No idea, but I heard it. I read an article. No, I didn't read an article. I saw a TikTok.
Yeah, let's be real.
Let's be real.
Let's be real.
We're real.
We don't read.
We don't read.
No one reads.
No one reads.
No one reads.
I read.
Oh, do you?
Yeah.
No, you don't. You listen to audiobooks.
I read, too.
What do you read?
I'm reading The Portrait of Dorian Gray by Oscar Wilde.
Are you reading it?
Yeah, and I'm making notes.
Okay, in the margin?
Well, no, I do this thing, and I'm sure you understand what I mean. When I'm
clap one more time.
When I'm in airports or on any public transportation, I need to be the most interesting person. So I have books that I carry that I don't read that I just look at. Like, I will be at page 42 for an hour. And your phone is in the... Yeah.
Yeah.
Just so people are like, wow, he's so mysterious. Like, he's reading. Wow.
You know what I did once? I was actually reading a book. So I was reading a book and walking. I know, right?
Are you kidding?
So cool of me. I was.
That's unsafe. You want to talk about unsafe?
No. But I wasn't walking across the road.
Where were you?
I was in Williamsburg. Yeah. So I was reading and walking. I was walking out of a Whole Foods and reading, and the book was so, I guess, interesting. I don't know. It was called The Truth That Has Never Been Told. Oh, no, it wasn't that book. I forget what it was called. Mm. Anyway, a book about, like, U.S. history and how... Anyway. Okay, do we believe in cancel culture?
I think that cancel culture... There's accountability.
Of course.
That's a huge piece of this, is accountability. Now, I think we're in a space now where people are seeking to cancel people. That's where I have a people are going through the old tweets.
Yeah.
Which
I call it the Twitter slur hunt.
Twitter slur hunt.
Yeah.
So I've scrubbed my...
Oh my God. I scrubbed my shit clean.
Everything.
I used to not use my last name on the internet because I knew on my Facebook I had been slinging those slurs against everybody and their mama.
I did not say good things on the internet.
I never said anything about... a specific group of people because I didn't know many of them growing up. Mm-hmm. So
Are you talking about gay people?
No, I knew the gays.
Oh, okay.
But like a specific group of people, it doesn't matter. You could guess, but you can't. Right. Anyway, I never said anything about them. So I'm like golden in that space. And I'm actually really proud of myself, actually. Anyway, but everybody else, I definitely did.
Mm-hmm.
And so I didn't use my like full name on the internet because I was so afraid that somebody would find my Facebook because I would just say the most obscene things, anything that came to my mind.
We shouldn't have had the internet.
No, and also we had the internet before we knew the implications of the internet.
Right, and they tried to tell us. They did. In their defense, they were like, be careful you post online. And I'm like,
But it was in the vein of nudes.
And like, drinking. They were like, yes, don't post pictures of drinking.
They said
nothing about slurs.
Not a damn thing about
Nobody
slurs.
Told me not to.
No one said that's
and
not
I'll
a good
admit,
idea.
I was like in case, not in case, once, like I'm incredibly famous. I'll be the first to say, I've said some things on the internet that I'm not proud of.
I definitely have.
And we need to own up to that. I was 14 and was given a Twitter to push my thoughts. No 13-year-old should have a platform for their thoughts.
Free flowing thoughts.
As many as I wanted at any time of the day.
Yeah.
No, that's what
and
a journal's for.
Also, the fact that Twitter had likes, so now I want to say the most, like, asinine.
Asinine, that's
asinine
the word.
Asinine.
Just so people
things
would
just
like
so
it.
People will like it.
And then you put a 13-year-old in a position where their thoughts now hold value in the public sphere. That's not kosher.
At all.
No 13-year-old's thoughts. No one even should listen to 13-year-olds generally.
Yeah.
Mind you, they shouldn't be on the internet.
Unless they, you know, are victims and then they should be listened to.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like
listen to women.
Yes.
And children.
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 Yeah. We listen
especially
to children.
BIPOC.
Especially BIPOC. Now, if we want to get into Emmett Till,
well,
we don't always listen to children or women.
Right.
Yeah.
Good point. I'm glad you brought up
but
Emmett
that's why
Till.
You said BIPOC.
Exactly.
Yeah.
We're not going to talk any more about Emmett Till today.
We're not at all. But we're going to talk about getting canceled. And that could have
been a canceled moment.
Absolutely.
But children shouldn't be canceled because children shouldn't have the internet.
Okay. But the issue is when you grow up from being a child, you get canceled for what you said as a child. And I just don't agree with that. Like, for example, I'm from the South. Okay. And a lot of you know, down South, the N-word was thrown around.
Mm-hmm.
It's just like what you say. Like, what's up? Beep.
Like white people too?
Yeah.
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 Honestly, in my high school, it was very common.
Yeah. And it was just like something that you said. It was like saying, bro.
Right.
And so I remember I went through my messages with like an ex from high school.
White?
It doesn't matter.
Okay.
Not white, actually, though. Middle Eastern.
They can't say it either.
No.
Okay.
But they're BIPOC. Okay, also, why can Mexicans say the N-word?
They can't.
But they do.
They
and it's
do.
Okay.
Okay is a stretch. My brother lives in Miami and went to FIU, very Latino.
Okay.
Latinx.
Yeah. Are you allowed to say Mexican?
Yes.
Okay, okay.
So I think we're in this post... So I'm so glad you brought this up. We're in this sort of post-racial conversation where, like, growing up, I was told to say African-American because black was inappropriate.
Yeah.
Now when I hear my mother describe someone as an African-American, I'm like, why wouldn't you just say black? Like, what if they're not African? Like...
What would they be?
New Guinean. Guinean. Or Jamaican.
But they're of African descent.
But do you like the term African-American?
Sometimes when I hear people say African-American, I think, just say black.
Right. I sort of think we're in this
like, are you afraid to say
it's
black?
It's weirder
like,
to
I
not
say.
Like,
I say white all the time.
Same.
Yeah. So, like, say black.
Say black.
But then sometimes when they say black, I'm like, oh, my God.
Yeah, it's
how
tonal.
Dare
it's
you?
Very tonal.
Yeah, it's the way in which.
Right.
Yeah.
And if you
and also it's how it slides off of your tongue.
Right.
I feel like you need to hold space before you say black. But if you're just like, oh my God, that black girl over there, what?
Well, that's the other point is at what point do you need to include the adjective black? Like if it feels charged when I'm hear a story and they're like, oh, this black girl.
Okay.
I'm like, well, what part of her being black contributes to the story?
But sometimes what upsets me or not upsets, that's no. What annoys me. I don't even think annoys the term. Anyways, we'll figure out the term. Let me tell you the story. People will try to point out somebody and they'll be like, remember that one girl or that, or do you see that person over there?
And they won't say black.
And they won't say black. The black girl?
Yeah.
Just who? Who was that person I was talking to? She was wearing the pink.
Like when you're in a store and they're like, who helped you today?
The black girl.
Yeah. I used to feel weird about it. But
the black girl. The black girl with the
braids.
Red braids. Cut.
So cancellation, I just think it's not about getting canceled anymore. It's about your response to getting canceled. Everyone's going to get canceled at some point.
Yes.
And cancel doesn't hold the same power it did 2 years ago. Like people get canceled and then it's just sort of like, okay, then they get a brand deal.
Yeah. I don't think you should be canceled for things that you did under the age of 18.
Agreed.
19.
And there should be 21. Some like social contract where we're like, okay, you said this when you were 14.
And that's
fucked
okay.
Up. It's not good, but...
But it's okay.
And it's, you have your actions changed.
And it's okay.
Like, did you rally?
Were you out there?
Were you out in
did
the streets?
Did you post the black square?
No justice, no peace.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, I'm like an activist.
Are you?
Yeah. I raise money for like justice funds.
I have a question.
Okay.
Between the two of us, who would get canceled first? Probably you.
I think you.
Huh?
Yeah.
No.
Really?
You. For sure.
I don't think so.
Well, you're still white.
Right.
Yeah.
That's one of my flaws.
Fatal flaw.
That is my fatal flaw.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If you were a little mixy,
mm-hmm.
but like, what could you be?
I just took a 23andMe. Because okay. I was curious. I was like I'm ethnic. Like, I'm from an ethnicity. I think we misuse the word ethnic because I'm ethnic because I'm of an ethnicity.
Yeah, we definitely misuse the term ethnic.
Right.
And
isn't everyone
that
ethnic?
Is a slur.
Is it?
Yeah, ethnic. Yeah.
It should be. It
should
be.
What do you
be.
Mean by ethnic?
Yeah, what do you, everyone.
Like, what does that mean?
It means that they show their ethnicity, I guess.
Like, does it mean like also culture? Ethnic and culture, because culture is non-white. Like, everything can be considered culture except for white culture.
I hear you. I hear you.
But when people are using the term culture.
Pop culture.
I said culture. I didn't say pop culture. Okay, I just said culture.
Right.
Yeah.
What, I mean, culturally, I found out I'm 99.8%.
Or ethnically.
I'm ethnically 99.8% Irish and Scottish.
Okay.
Which checks.
Yeah.
I'm 0.8% Greek.
Okay. Are you black at all? No. Where'd you get your curls from?
Irish. My mom is like a flaming ginger.
Okay.
And I have like touches
of
white in my
hair. I feel like you used to be more ginger than you
are. I box dyed my hair for so long.
Oh. Yep. Oh.
Just because I want to look like my mom.
Are you gray?
So much gray.
Oh my God.
That's why I started dyeing my hair. But now
does
I just get it glazed.
Does it hold it?
When I get it professionally.
Oh my God,
yeah. I'm really gray.
Wait, you're really gray in this area.
Yeah.
Are you,
on this side,
are you okay?
No, it has nothing. It's genetic.
Okay.
So my brother is having a receding hairline. Sorry, Andrew, if you're listening. My brother
is yours receding?
No.
Okay.
He got my
dad's
hair.
Yeah, like I
hair.
See new growth right here.
Yeah, my baby hairs. He got my
dad's.
That's
what we in the black community call new growth.
Baby hairs?
The new growth.
Oh.
Baby hairs.
And you lay them.
Edges.
Right.
Yeah. He got that one.
Thank you.
Point.
And the itis. I know that one.
The what?
The itis. Like when you eat too much and need to nap.
Is that a black thing?
Yeah.
Oh, itis.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. We don't really use that one that much.
Okay.
I mean, we.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Who's we?
So between the two of us, so you feel like I would get canceled first. Why is that? And also I feel like there could be some cancellation in your answer depending on how you choose to answer. Why would I as a black
See, the way you said black.
As a black
mm-hmm.
woman,
mm-hmm.
A black woman, do you know what they say about black women?
I heard. It's not good.
It's crazy.
It's not good. It's
not good. They say about black women. Also, the things they say about black women as if they're trying to uplift black women.
Mm. I do
black
my.
Black women are the most hated people on planet Earth.
Yeah.
What? Why is that the stat we're running with?
No
Why can't
idea.
We just run with the fact that black women are the most educated?
Mm. And the powerhouses of culture.
Yes.
Yeah.
Exactly.
You know, I support black women every day.
Yes.
As a gay man, I don't even think you are
supporting us in just your mm-hmm. vernacular alone.
I'll tell you a story. You know how on Christmas, Jews go to Chinese restaurants.
Oh, is that a thing?
That's a thing.
Okay.
It's been a long-standing tradition.
Why?
I don't know. But it comes...
Also, is he generalizing, guys?
No, it's a thing.
Okay.
So the Jews and the Chinese formed this like symbiotic relationship years ago. Oh, we're like mixing legs. Years ago. And so they've just created this bond. And they're mm-hmm. very different people with different beliefs, but mm-hmm. they support each other because mm-hmm. they were both oppressed.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like, as a gay man,
mm-hmm.
my relationship with straight women, especially black women, well, not especially, but including, but not limited to, black women, is a very special bond. But to the point about you getting canceled, I think you may inadvertently offend a group.
What group?
Not a specific group.
I don't think so.
Then why do you think I'm going to get canceled?
Because you're white.
Right.
So like, so, but because you're gay and you're white, so because you're
worse.
Gay, no, but so this is,
well,
this
wins?
Is where it gets tricky. I'll tell you, let me tell you. I think you would get canceled first because you are gay and white. Because you're gay, you get a pass. You can really say a lot and get away with it. But because you're white, that's where they're going to hook you. Mm. You know, that's where they're going to...
That's where they're going to get me.
Hang you.
And I present white.
Well, you are white. So right. You don't even have to try to present anything.
Yeah, I mean, like, you see me.
Yeah.
It's giving white.
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 Like, my name's...
A little red.
My name's Sumner Churchill Sykes.
Yes, exactly. That's why I said you look like you are a descendant of a U.S. president. Okay. But that could be a compliment. I guess you look powerful.
Knowing what we know now...
It's not.
Not.
At all.
You know what? Maybe you're right. Honestly, I can't think of what you'd get canceled for, and I'm going to stop clapping, because Kimberly hates when I clap. That's my culture. I don't think you would. I guess you won't get canceled. I guess if both of us were getting canceled for the same thing, specifically this episode of the podcast, you would have a better chance of winning the allegations.
Well, because I'm the one editing it.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So anything that I have said that could potentially get me canceled mm-hmm. will be cut from this episode.
Who's gotten canceled recently?
I want to play a game. It's called... Is that bitch canceled?
Can I say it?
Fine.
Is that bitch canceled? Ooh, that didn't even sound good.
Is that bitch canceled?
Is that bitch canceled?
Let's say it together. 1, 2, 3.
Is that bitch canceled?
Chrissy Teigen.
Yes.
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 She
is done.
Done. She gave the internet a try.
She really did. You know what? I used to be a Chrissy Teigen stan. And the only reason I follow her now is because of those two little kids, Luna and Miles. Now that she's had two more kids, I'm almost going to unfollow because I don't understand. It's mm-hmm. almost like she was pregnant and then she had two. And so now it's like these two new characters of this television show. No one really explained where they came from. I didn't even know they were trying. Then she made the post about the surrogate, which I thought was so sweet and so kind.
Well, she had issues getting...
Yeah, she did. Yeah, she had a miscarriage. She had a missy cut. And I want to like her. I really do. But she's just said some unforgivable things.
I don't even know what unforgivable things she said. I think my issue with her, you know that like 2015 Jennifer Lawrence goofy girl, I love pizza, like avocados printed on socks vibe. Like, I'm a goofy, silly girl.
Yeah, like Tumblr?
Yes. Okay. Yeah, like mustaches on the hand.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
She sort of gives this like... I'm a chill girl. No, you are a billionaire.
Well, she also is like trying to be funny, and I think she has a really dark sense of humor. Mm. And in our America, it doesn't work. It doesn't Mm-mm. age well. You know, you can't say things like, I'm actually not going to repeat anything she has ever said.
I don't even know anything
well, she said. Well, she said things about like children. She's told people that they should, you know, kill themselves. Mm. Yeah. And I've get
said
it.
That to people too.
Well, yes, but it's not on the internet. See how that works?
It was, so I had to delete that.
Oh, did you? Yeah. Okay, I'm going to give you a pass because I'm going to assume you were under the age of 18.
Yep.
Yes. Chrissy Teigen was saying these things as a grown woman.
To like a chef at the New York Times, didn't she fight like Allison Roman, that New York Times chef?
Oh, yes, didn't she?
I just think she...
Just does too much.
And her husband?
Is she actually a billionaire? They're like very wealthy.
But he's one of those people that like you don't see a lot because he got so rich.
Yeah, and you don't see a
he's
lot.
He's producing the music.
Like, yeah, he doesn't even have to perform or go on
it's
tour.
It's like Pharrell.
Yes.
It's like Pharrell is, first of all, what is he putting on his face?
He's black and Asian, I believe.
Interesting.
Yeah, that's why. He will never crack.
Never crack.
Ever crack. I may actually, my type should be Asian men for my children's sake.
Right.
Yeah. Just like tight skin.
I crack. I'm going to crack.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're cracking a
cracking
little.
Up here.
A little.
Yeah.
Yeah. But you look great.
Silver spoon. she just doesn't do it for me. And her husband doesn't support her. Like, he could save her.
He really could save her.
If he just stepped in and was like, guys, be nice to my wife. You know what
we
I do?
We would all
be nice to your wife.
But.
Because he, to me, is just, he's quiet. He's like Adele.
Yes.
He's black Adele.
Yes. Adele is kind of black, though, at this point.
Did you see the Jamaica post?
Of course I saw the Jamaica post.
But you know she got her Instagram for one day. Her team always controlled her Instagram, gave it to her for one day. She posted that. They were like, see, you're done.
But it became a meme.
And also, one canceled her.
Adele cannot be canceled.
She cannot be canceled.
One more time on this podcast.
So sorry. Adele cannot be canceled.
Adele cannot be canceled. What about Kevin Spacey?
Canceled.
Yeah. I have a friend that went to a party with him when he was in college. He wasn't underage. Ugh, damn. Mm. I mean, Thank God he wasn't underage. Yeah. If he was underage, he would have had a case.
Right.
And had a big payout.
Did he hook up with them?
Well, Kevin Spacey kept touching his knee. Mm. That's as far as it went.
Can't catch a case for a knee touch.
No, unfortunately but not. Unless you're underage. If you're underage, you can catch a case for just about anything. I really wish an old man would have tried me.
Cut. Kevin Spacey's canceled. Next one. Jeffree Star. I pass. I don't care.
So I used to watch Jeffree Star when I was in college.
That's recent.
No, it's not. It's 5 years ago. 5 years plus ago. And I just loved his reviews. And then he was dating the Nathan guy. But the whole... Can we talk about that? The Nathan guy.
What Nathan
guy? Okay, so you're not familiar with Jeffree Star?
No.
Okay.
I'm culturally... Like, pop culture, I don't dabble in.
Okay.
I don't know things. I don't know people.
Do you know about Keke Palmer and the...
The Philadelphia thing?
No, like, he beat her ass. Like, fucked her shit up. Cut that out.
Really?
Yeah, he, like, whooped her shit. And she... So she... So we're talking about Keke Palmer and her man.
I love her.
Yeah, we definitely love her.
She can do no wrong.
She cannot be canceled.
There's certain celebrities that people just rally around.
Yeah, Keke is one of them.
Keke's one of
them. I don't necessarily understand the allure. However, I totally will rally behind her anyway. So her ex, the one that said that she shouldn't be on the stage wearing what she was wearing at Usher, that ex, there's video footage of him like whooping her ass in the home. There's video footage of him physically abusing
This episode sponsored by Ring doorbells. Gut.
Because it's her home that he's living in, did he think that the cameras weren't going to catch that?
Yeah. Like, the cameras like, work for me, babe.
Do you think maybe she set him up? No, believe women. What I'm saying is, it's caught on footage. Like, it's him dragging her from the sofa into a corner. You see his hand up as though he's about to hit her, physically abuse her. Yeah, so she filed for solo custody, or what is it called?
She's a kid?
Yes.
Oh, I didn't. See?
Yeah. Wow, you don't know anything.
I don't know anything.
She's a kid, and she filed a restraining order against him.
Good.
Yeah. Lindsay Lohan.
Not canceled.
Not canceled.
Not canceled.
Like, she maybe, tried. Did we even try?
Yeah, we were too young, though. Like, when we were young, we knew her as, like, a mess.
Oh, yeah.
Which was just unfair.
The media tried to cancel her.
Yes.
Yeah.
Same with Britney Spears.
Britney Spears.
We'll do her next. But Paris Hilton, or Lindsay Lohan, I love.
Yeah.
Her rebrand as a DJ. I love all these girls that are now just DJs. Paris Hilton, also just a DJ.
Yeah, Paris Hilton is a DJ.
Lindsay's, like, good, though.
Is she actually a DJ now?
I met Lindsay Lohan when I was 9.
Okay, so it's not relevant. Yeah, I knew that was coming.
Sorry, not very ladylike. I was 9.
I can smell that one.
Yeah, because it started here and then I took it out back. Met Lindsay Lohan at Harrah's when I was 9.
At where?
Harrah's, like the casino.
Why were you at a casino when you were 9? Are your parents gamblers? You can be honest.
No, luckily. Thank God.
Otherwise, you would have not been at GW.
Oh, no. Luckily, yeah. They have their issues. Gambling, not one of them.
Thank God.
They don't even believe in credit cards because why spend money
that you don't have? That's what my father says.
First of all, you have the money. I just want
points.
Like,
you have the money somewhere.
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 It just doesn't
like sell the house.
Something.
Yeah. Yeah. Do you believe in credit cards?
I have one.
Okay.
My credit score is so bad. So
my credit score is bad.
My credit score is horrible.
And my credit score was only bad when my mother gave me the credit card.
Oh, I never got a sponsored card.
Oh, I have a sponsored card. Oh. I max that shit out.
Oh, so.
And I haven't paid it back.
I have one credit card.
Okay.
An Apple card.
Oh, God.
My limit.
What is it?
$250.
Oh.
And I'm supposed to spend a third of that? No, it's like a Visa gift card.
I thought you were going to say $250,000.
No. I used to have $250 a month.
I used to have an Amex, a Platinum. No limit. None.
Oh, that's not good.
No limit.
Can you pay rent?
But my mom took it away from me.
That's smart.
Yeah. No limit? Really?
Really? Me?
Really?
Me?
Me?
No limit?
Mm. But you have to pay it back at the end of the month.
See, credit cards are all fun and games.
Until it's time to pay it back.
Until they want me to run them my check.
Well, you only have a
I'm speaking generally. Me, I'm fine paying mine. I just use rent money. I literally can't ball out. Like, I am limited to a debit card.
Yeah.
I can spend what I have and transfer my TD Bank app from savings to checking.
I know that if I pay off the credit card that my mom gave me that I did max out, she would give me back the platinum. But honestly, at this rate, it's like, let's just slow things down.
Yeah.
Like, I don't need a credit card.
Let's get back to basics.
Yeah. Like, let me pay off all my debts, right, including rent.
Right.
I should do that.
Which is a debt.
Which is a debt.
It is a debt. Yeah. Not an asset.
No.
I don't have, all of my assets are tied up in designer vintage clothing.
Same. I don't really have any assets.
Me neither.
Yeah. Do you have a trust fund?
No.
Do you have a savings?
Yeah.
Oh, of course. That's the white.
But I have like $2,000 in it.
Oh, okay. Okay. But then I guess I have a savings.
I have this app. It's not sponsored, but Opportune.
Does it take money?
A random percentage every day. It'll take like $4, $30. And then I know. And I checked
it. I may not have $30. I have $2,000 in it. What?
Hidden in this, like, it's called the rainy day fund.
Can you take the money out whenever you want?
Immediately. It takes like 2 days.
So that's your savings?
No, I also have a TD Bank savings with $2,000 in it. $1,500. Oh. I just transferred $500 today.
So I'm starting to make money off the podcast. Thank God.
Oh, speaking of.
Okay.
I'm going to say it.
Say it.
I need everyone who's listening. I need all, calling all rich little broke girls.
Ring, ring.
Ring, ring. Go on to wherever you listen. Leave a review. 5 stars, duh. Because Kimmy has to pay rent.
I have to pay rent, clearly.
And until you start leaving reviews, and until you start reposting, rent won't be paid. And do you want her homeless?
Some of you might say yes, out of jealousy.
Jealousy and spite. But no, Kimberly would not do well in the streets.
At all.
Not a racial thing.
No.
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 Got.
Yeah, because if it were a racial thing, you would have said Kimberly might do well in the streets.
No, Kimberly's an indoor cat.
Yeah.
So please pause now, or I guess you can keep listening and do it, but yeah, go to Apple, Spotify, whatever, leave 5 stars.
And a, like a nice review.
And a nice review, because honestly, that's what's going to get us paid.
Paid the reviews, 100%.
So that's my plug.
Thanks.
Right.
So much. Last one. Is that bitch canceled? Michael Jackson.
It's tough.
I say not canceled.
I think not. But did you see Neverland?
No, I don't watch those things. Oh, he's dead.
Oh.
I just feel like if he's dead and can't defend himself, then why are we talking about it? When he was alive, why didn't we talk about it? Why'd you drop the cases when he was alive? That's my question.
My answer is they were children. I think Michael Jackson, we think about art from artist. Like R. Kelly, we can't separate. He gotta go.
He's gone.
No, gone.
Is he going to prison?
Is he in prison? Wait, he must be. He's currently serving 30 years for racketeering and sex trafficking.
Oh, wow.
Anyway, Michael Jackson, incredible artist, incredible performer.
Not canceled.
Things got wonky.
Not canceled. But why did they try to cancel Kathy Hilton for playing his song at the Caribou Club in Aspen on Beverly Hills?
See, I don't.
Oh, you really don't follow.
I don't have a comment.
Okay, so Michael Jackson, not canceled.
Okay.
I have a random question for you.
Hit me.
Do you have daddy issues?
No.
At all?
No.
Really?
My father is the nicest man in the world.
Oh.
Best man ever. I have something worse.
Okay.
Mommy issues.
Oh, you have mommy issues.
Yeah.
I've been thinking about myself.
That's good.
As I always am. I think I may have combination. Like combination skin.
Combination dry, oily.
Yeah. I have combination mommy, daddy. But tell me about your mommy issues. And why do you have mommy issues? I feel like you talk about your mom way more than you talk about your dad.
Yeah, because there is nothing to say about my
dad.
Like,
I've never heard a single story about your dad.
He's just nice. Like,
okay.
I can give you a story about my dad.
Okay.
I was a Boy Scout. Cub Scout. It's dropped before it got weird. And we do this thing called the Pinewood Derby, where they give you a block of wood, and you have to turn it into a car and race it. So my dad is a landscape architect, incredibly handy. We call him Handy Andy. She hates, because hand jobs.
Okay.
But his name's Andy.
Oh, great. Yeah. Handy Andy.
I found out recently his name's James, and he just goes by Andy.
You didn't know that? Nope. About your father?
No idea.
Okay. It sounds like you don't ask your father a lot of questions.
He doesn't talk a lot.
Oh, he doesn't?
He's very quiet.
Oh, that's great.
Him and I can sit in silence for hours. And
wow.
Just like, our thing is Jeopardy. We love Jeopardy.
Oh.
He's an incredibly hard worker. He grew up wealthy, but he's cheap. Mm-hmm. Like, he does not heat the house cheap.
Oh, wow.
Does not heat the house. I'm like, Dad, I'm cold. He's like, put on socks. I'm like,
well, it seems like you wouldn't heat the house either.
But
given how
I
you
couldn't.
Feel in my space, it was heated.
Kimberly lives in the hottest apartment I've ever been in my life. Let that be on the record.
Do you think it's because I'm African? Is that what you're trying to say? Is there something, is there a connection between me being a Nigerian woman?
What are you, Z-Way?
Am I? Is that because, is she African?
No, because she sets people up.
I wasn't, you set yourself
up. I said it's hot in here. Not that it reminds you of Africa.
Yeah, but it was giving like an African joke.
It's not an African
joke.
Like
a dig.
You're from Texas. That's hot too.
Yeah, you're right.
Moving on.
Moving along.
Dad, nicest guy in the world.
Okay.
My mother and I have the same personality.
Yeah, I was gonna say.
It's really tough because I know when she's bullshitting and she knows when I'm bullshitting. And so we know each other too well. And mm-hmm. she always says, I can push your buttons because I made them.
Wow. Oh, wow. That's a great one.
I can push your buttons because I made them.
It's she almost knows like how in the Black community, they will say things like, I can take you out of this world. I brought you into this world. I can take you.
Oh, no. My dad.
Oh, was that like a thing?
He appropriates. Maybe.
Is it a Black thing? I feel like I that is actually so. Really something
that. I brought
you
into this world. I can take you out.
Well, I feel like back in the day, they would have said something like, I brought you here and I will take you out.
Oh, I wonder if that's like a.
I feel like it probably is.
Antebellum.
Yeah. So mommy issues.
Mommy issues. So we get along. We're best friends. We talk every day. She just knows my bullshit. And so it's made, I need my mother's validation for everything I do.
Oh, really?
I think about everything I do. I'm like, well, my mom liked that. And I'm getting better at it. And she's like, I told her this. She's like, I don't give a shit what you do, essentially. Yeah. She works in the rehab space. So she's like, as long as you're not doing heroin, I don't care.
Mm-hmm.
So the bar's low.
Very.
Very.
Very. What about meth?
No meth.
Okay.
No, nothing. Okay. She did get into edibles, though.
Your mother did.
My mother will randomly just be high at dinner now.
Okay.
And she's very
Is that something that she wants the world to know?
Oh, I don't care.
Does she care?
This is the... I will tell this story, and you can post this. She was in Brooklyn for a convention, mm-hmm. and she went to this, like, Jay-Z exhibit. And she was like, I was just so, like, in the mood after this Jay-Z thing, so I went to a dispensary. And I was like, that feels racially charged, but...
Yeah.
She was like, I bought gummies. She calls them gummies. She was like, I took one, and then I sat in the hotel lobby and watched a Phillies game, Philadelphia baseball. Cheered the whole time, called us after being like, I can't believe they scored the same as they did yesterday. My brother and I were like, the game hasn't started yet. This woman sat in a hotel lobby drinking a lemon drop, cheering for a game that happened yesterday, like with all of her heart and soul. We're on set. So she's doing edibles. And I'm getting my mom and I, as I'm getting older, having a better relationship, but daddy issues, no.
No. Good for you.
Thanks.
Let's talk about the relationship between gay men and straight women.
Like the Jews and the Chinese.
Yes, 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 yes.
Full circle.
Or the Black community and the Jews.
Really?
I don't know.
Okay. We'll test that one out.
Got.
No, let's talk about it. Because I think, is it women specifically or are we doing this Black women?
I was thinking. Do we set ourselves up? Like, we set ourselves up to be canceled.
Yes, it's like our fault.
We like to...
We dance a very fine line.
Yes.
The amount of times we've had to yell cut at the camera...
Is because...
Is because we just go down a line of questioning...
That...
We can't...
Un...
Right.
Yeah.
Do.
So, right. Here we are.
Here we are.
The relationship between gay men and straight women. Women.
Yeah. Most of my friends are straight women. I don't have many gay male. I have one gay male friend.
Most of my friends are gay men.
Are they?
Yes. All three.
Why don't
of
you
my...
set me up with anyone?
Well, you you tried to match with one on Ryan. They didn't like you back. So we're going to leave that there.
Okay.
Yeah.
Next.
And I just feel like everybody should, you know, just stay in their lane.
Right. So that's, you have two more that you.
Yes. Like I said, everyone should just stay in their lane.
What do you mean lane? Let's talk about straight men supporting gay men.
Straight men.
Straight women. Oh, yeah.
Do I look like a man to you?
I burst out laughing this morning thinking about that date you went on with that guy.
Which date? With what guy?
When he was like, do you have your birth certificate?
Oh, should I tell that story? Yeah, why not?
Why not?
So when I was in college, I went to dinner with this guy for my birthday. It was like a birthday celebration dinner. We went to maybe the Palm.
Yeah.
This is in DC, guys. So I was on a date with this guy for my birthday, and we went to the Palm, and I was talking about Nikita Dragon. Also, Nikita Dragon.
She beat the shit out of the bouncers at 11. She got arrested in Miami because she was drunk, like running around the pool naked and like beat the shit out of someone. And she was in court. It was actually really sad. She was in court and they put her in the male prison.
Oh yeah, they did.
And
I
she was
that.
Like, please. And the judge like freaked out. The judge was like, you shouldn't be with the men. That's totally incorrect and inappropriate.
So put her with the women.
Put her with the women.
Yeah.
I don't follow her, but.
I used to.
She's gorgeous.
She is stunning.
Gorgeous.
So she just posted some photo And I was like, oh my God, she's so beautiful. And I showed it to him and he was like, oh my God, yeah, she's gorgeous. I'm like, yeah, she is.
She's gorgeous.
She's gorgeous. And then I asked him a question.
What'd you ask?
I said, you know, she's beautiful. Would you, if you were seeing someone and then found out that they had been...
transgender.
Yes. I can say that?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's the black thing again. It's weirder to dance around it. You asked him if he would be with a transgender woman.
Exactly. I asked him if he would be with a transgender woman if he found out after the fact. Mm-hmm. And he said, you know, respectfully, no. And I said, okay.
Preference. There's preference.
Yeah, there's preference. You're allowed to have preference. And because I said that, he just started acting really weird. And I was like, because I said, well, what if you didn't know she was transgender and you're attracted to her? Like, would you not be with her? You know, you've already built this relationship with her and you mm-hmm. find out that she's transgender. Like, what about it? So he drives me home and he's just acting really weird. And I think I was like, is he going to kiss me?
Yeah. You like got to your apartment.
Yeah, I got to my apartment. He's dropping me off. And I thought he was going to kiss me and he just like did not even lean in or anything. And I was like, okay, I'm going
to. Happy birthday to me.
I was like, I'm going to take my leftovers and I packed.
You did not. Wait, you took leftovers home from a date? Yeah.
This is college, Kimmy. Okay.
Can I get a box? Are you kidding?
Can I box a steak up? And the mashed potatoes.
And whatever he didn't eat.
Whatever he didn't eat. The broccoli. The gravy.
Bread. Throw the bread in.
Throw the bread in. The mac and cheese. All of it. It's
literally
yes.
White Chex.
Yeah. Box that shit up. Okay, I'm going back
home. I'm going home.
I'm going home.
And I'm hungry.
I'm going to be hungry before class tomorrow and after class and the next day. So, yes, I boxed up my meal.
Okay, sorry.
Yeah.
I'm not a judgmental person.
Yeah, no, you shouldn't be. So, I thought he was going to kiss me. He didn't kiss me. Things got really weird. I went up to my apartment with my leftovers.
Right, your doggy bag. Yep. That's a white people thing. You guys don't call it that, do you?
No, but it doggy bag. I remember that from my Minnesota days. Yeah. Your doggy bag. Do you want a doggy bag?
Yeah, like, what do you mean? I'm not a fucking labradoodle. Like,
are you calling me hungry? Are you calling me hungry, Mrs. Swan?
A
Swan-Horse?
Doggy bag? Oh, what am I, an animal?
What am I?
Oh.
You want to go there?
You want to do this?
You want to do this?
Oh.
Okay.
I would like to speak to the manager.
Please. So anyway, I got upstairs and I...
You're really paving the runway here. Like, yeah, this plane's got to take off.
Yeah, okay. It's taking off right now. Clear skies.
Flight attendants, prepare for takeoff. Come on. I learned that from my mom. It's a good one.
Was she a flight attendant?
No, she just says, if I tell a story and I can't get to the point, she's like, you're really paving the runway here. Like, what's going
on? Like, let's go. Okay, so I get a text message from him and he says something along the lines of, I know we didn't kiss, but I just want to make sure that you are a woman before we move forward. And I said, excuse me? I said, okay. I found my birth certificate.
No.
I took a photo of it. I put my finger right on where it said female. And I sent it to him.
That's tripping.
And we never spoke again.
So even after, it had nothing to do with your gender.
No, I never spoke to him again.
Oh.
I was like, oh.
It's sort of a dud.
Yeah. Are you kidding me? And if what?
If what?
If what? Do you want to see my dick?
Yeah. I'll whip
penis
it out.
And V.
Yeah.
Penis
we'll
and
go toe-to-toe in the palm
yeah,
bathroom.
Let's see what's going on.
What do you got?
What do you got?
Are you a female?
Hello. So anyway, that happened.
I feel like I'm talking about my mom a lot, but I have another good similar
yeah,
story.
Yeah, see, this is what I mean by like, I never hear about your dad.
Yeah, I always talk about my mom.
Yeah, good.
She worked for the city of Philadelphia, and she was at a bar, a gay bar, and this guy walks up to her and is like, oh my God, you're stunning. My mom's like, oh my God, thank you. He's like, your hair, your makeup, like, you just look beautiful. My mom's like, oh my God, like, thank you. Mind you, my parents have been dating since ninth grade. So they're like, she's...
Oh, wow.
Yeah, she's like in a relationship. She's like, oh, that's so sweet. But like, I have a boyfriend. He was like, no. How long have you been doing drag?
Oh my God. I have a story.
And my mom's like,
Excuse me? What does that mean? What? What am I dragging?
Drag. Like...
I know.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay, you're familiar?
I'm familiar.
RuPaul?
Yes.
Smash or pass RuPaul?
Pass.
He fracks. He's a fracker.
What's a fracker?
Frack? Like frack for oil?
Yeah, I was going to say. Is that like a derogatory term?
It sounds like a slur.
It does.
No, but he fracks for, allegedly. This is like from gay Twitter. Or black Twitter.
Fracks?
Or gay black Twitter.
And what's so wrong with fracking?
Cut.
bad for the environment.
Yeah, real bad.
I feel like a lot of people in Texas do that. Is that just mining for oil?
It's like you... I can get into the specifics.
Tell me.
Okay, I don't mean to mansplain.
Yeah, it's fine.
But in you basically case, take the shale and you like frack
take
it.
Take the what?
The shale. It's like in the dirt.
Okay.
And you like move it around and such that it disturbs the way gas comes out. And like you can't plant anywhere. It fucks up the plants because the oil like gets in the soil. I think. Again,
hard on think.
Me knowing nothing about the oil and gas industry. That is my speculation on fracking.
Yeah. Okay. Interesting.
But you shouldn't do it.
Ever.
At home. We don't recommend it. Well, how did we even start this conversation? Okay, so gay men and straight women, we need to support each other because we're not competing.
No, we do support each other.
Right.
Yeah, we honestly have the best relationship.
Agreed.
I've said it before on this podcast. No competition.
No competition.
We can show up fully as ourselves.
Yep.
I want you to win. You want me to win.
Right.
I'll be very honest with you. You'll be very honest with me.
Very honest.
We both sleep with men.
Right.
So we kind of understand.
We get it.
But you're lucky because you sleep with gay men. Again, gay men are just...
They're just men in with eyeliner.
Cut. You can say that.
Okay.
Yeah, I like that one.
Okay.
Why else do you think that we get along so well?
Like you and I or conceptually? Because you and I, that's a whole other story. But conceptually, I don't know. I just think you don't see me, you don't meet a gay man and think he wants anything from you. Gay men thrive on having pretty girlfriends.
Yes.
Like, yes. Straight women, we call them fruit flies. That's like the nice way of saying fag hag.
Oh, I love fruit fly.
It's just you have your fruit flies.
I am a fruit,
you're a fruit fly. Exactly.
I have nothing but gay friends. Do you think maybe that's why I'm so single?
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh,
like,
really?
All my friends are straight women. That's why I'm single. Because whenever we go out, it looks like I'm very straight passing.
Mm-hmm.
So it looks like I'm dating.
Yeah, all of my gay friends are straight passing.
That's not true.
You don't think they are?
I don't know them, actually.
But you've seen them.
I've seen one.
And which one?
I don't think he's straight passing.
The one from... Okay.
He's stunning.
You don't think he's straight passing?
I mean, I've never met him.
But you've seen him on
the internet. He serves like Olivier Rousteing.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Ooh, he's going to love that.
Yeah. My pet peeve as a gay man is the term gay best friend.
Yes, yes.
I don't like it.
I use it.
I know.
Yeah. So how do you feel about that?
About
as me, a black
it?
Woman using it. Let's just get specific.
I think if your friends are comfortable with it, that's fine.
Okay.
My friends know that I don't like to be tokenized in that sense because
yes.
When you hear my gay friend Sumner, it's like you put me in a box of who you
yes.
think I am as a person.
Mm.
Oh, with shopping and like you just, all the gay stereotypes come flooding in.
Mm-hmm.
If I were to say my black friend Kim, they're like, oh.
Oh.
Well, I don't know. Cut.
what would they say?
Like stereotypes just come when you lead with
ooh,
a label.
Yes.
So I just feel like I'm more than a gay best friend.
Yes.
I'm a star. Wait, I just said I'm straight passing. I'm gayer than
that
a button.
That was the gayest yeah. thing you've ever said. I'm more than
whoa.
A gay best friend.
I'm a star. Anyway, yeah, I don't love it.
Okay, so
other
I should stop saying it.
I mean, ask your friends. Check in. Isaiah, what do you think?
Yeah. Yeah.
Other two mysterious gay friends.
Yeah. Ethan and Grant.
Ethan and Grant, what do you think?
Yeah.
Leave it in your review.
Yeah.
Well, as long as it's 5 stars.
And it's positive.
And it's positive. But feedback is important.
Yeah, but you can feedback in my DMs. Don't put it in
yeah,
the...
Yeah, no, don't.
We're not.
But just still 5 stars.
5 stars, 1,000%. I have a question for you. No, I don't have a question. I actually have a public service announcement.
I love what you say.
How do you feel about your friends that put up business accounts and do nothing with them?
Oh, I can't.
But they make you follow them. They're like, can you please follow my business account? Like, babe, if you've put it up within 2 months and you haven't done anything, I'm unfollowing it. I'm not following your imaginary business.
Okay.
How many imaginary businesses do you have?
That's what I'm going to show
Several.
You.
I have a lot, but I don't even make my friends.
I have
oh
7 Instagrams.
Okay, let me see.
I'll read them to you.
Can I see them?
Sumner Sykes, my main.
Is there a reason I can't see them?
I think comedically it's better if I read
okay,
them.
Okay, fine.
Second one, getting my facts gay.
Ooh.
Like getting my facts straight.
Are we sure we want to include this?
Yeah, they're all pop. I mean, I have the names.
Oh, okay.
The other one's a nonprofit. I started, well.
You're going to start.
Going to start.
Imaginary.
I just needed the Better Good. Rotten Quiche. Don't know what that's from. Chef Boyar Bitch.
Ooh.
Right?
That's great.
Thank you.
Oh, that's like a podcast.
Jivan Chihuahua.
Jivan Chihuahua? Why?
Because I have a Chihuahua. Jivan Chihuahua. It rolls off the tongue.
Is it? Oh, I was thinking Wawa, like W-A-W-A.
No, like
H-U-A-H-U-A.
Jivan Chihuahua.
Is H-U-A-W-A, like in Chihuahua?
Yeah, Chihuahua.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Givenchy-wawa.
Oh, Givenchy-wawa.
Yeah.
Oh, not Givenchy-wawa.
No.
I was thinking Givenchy-wawa. Those are them?
Yeah.
Oh.
But I don't make people follow them.
Yeah, no, you shouldn't. Do your friends make you follow their imaginary businesses?
Yeah, I've had to follow people's like jewelry accounts.
Do you unfollow them? No.
No. Just I'm like bad with social media. Like, I'll just follow it. Yeah. And keep it. I don't really check Instagram.
Oh, you don't? Really?
Mm-mm.
Good for you.
Thanks.
What's the worst thing anyone could call you?
Content creator. I would rather somebody look me in the eyes and call me a
I would rather somebody call me a
nice R roll.
I know, right?
I don't know if I'm allowed to comment on how well you said it, but no.
Then to call me a content creator.
It's a slur.
It's a derogatory term.
That is a slur. You create content.
Content creator. I'm a producer.
Yeah, baby. I have businesses. I feed children in Uganda.
Hello.
Do you know Tokyo Toni?
Yeah.
Black China's mom.
Yeah. I'll insert a clip.
So Miss Tokyo Toni, mm-hmm. Have you ever worked as a DoorDasher? And how was your experience?
Yes, I worked as a DoorDasher. I've done 4 dashes. I should have done more. And the reason being because I have children in Uganda that I take care of. They eat because of me. I'm building homes in Uganda. So if you go on my page, you will be able to see at least maybe 600 videos of my babies.
Yeah. Aww.
I have 36 children.
And orphans. You know all their names?
No. They're like Washikanaga. I don't want that. No, they have little nicknames, little fly, you know, froggy, little things like that. Some of them like Jordan, you know, Aaliyah, but most of them, no.
Okay.
Or I'll be like, hey, little baby, you know, and they'd be like, hey, you know.
Yeah. So, why did you stop DoorDashing?
Because the DoorDash was for them. I don't need the DoorDash.
Oh, so you just give them money from like your bookings and stuff now?
No, I don't have bookings. I work. I have.
You got a job?
Baby, I own businesses.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, content creator is embarrassing.
I'm a culture creator. I'm a cultural curator.
So embarrassing when people's Instagram bios are cultural creator. Cultural curator.
Well, mine isn't.
Okay. Your bio is great. You've always kept it good.
Yeah.
Same height as Beyonce.
Yeah. Fabulous.
It's such a good staple.
It's so good, right?
Did you know you can go and check all of your... Instagram stores all of your previous bios, and you can go all the way back to when you first created
You can?
Yeah.
Can we see?
We
can do it after.
I can't do mine. I looked.
Oh, how
I had something really bad.
Wait, how do I find mine? Okay.
Anyway, I had one that was really bad.
What was it?
I can't say it.
What was it?
Promise you'll cut it?
Sure. You said that?
Mm-hmm. That was my Instagram bio.
Wow. Yeah, I'll cut that out. Don't worry.
I'm honest about my mistakes.
Yeah.
I've
just
grown.
Not to the world.
No, not, no,
no,
no, no, no, no, no, no, no,
we're not doing that.
Not doing that. So yeah, I think I try to create content on TikTok. It's embarrassing.
No, produce content on TikTok. We're not. Yeah, we're producers. I'm not a creator.
No.
I'm a producer. I'm a producer. Executive producer.
Correct.
Yeah.
That's why I find doing stand-up easier than recording myself. I'm so much less awkward on stage than I am in front of a camera.
Okay.
I can't do internet. I hate it. I hate
it. I feel like it's so embarrassing. It's like, look at me, look at me, look at me. Look, 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 look. Look what I can do. Like, mommy, look.
Literally,
look. I'm about
mommy,
to do a cartwheel.
Look. Sponsor please. Me. Like, are you kidding?
Pay my bills, please. I'm broke.
Broke. No.
Please.
It's embarrassing.
Yeah, it is embarrassing.
Until it's not.
I know.
That's the worst part
I know.
About it.
You have to, like, you have to have no shame.
Yep.
And then all of a sudden, you're like, what's his name? Landon Romano?
Sure.
Funny as hell.
We went to school with a girl who...
Which girl?
Audrey.
Oh, yeah.
She was just on TikTok.
Yeah.
Got huge.
Huge.
It's embarrassing till it's
till
not.
Till it's not.
And that's the worst part.
And that's the best part.
People can say mean things about you.
And but
you're
who cares?
Still getting paid.
I'm getting the brand deal.
You're still getting another
You want to be mean.
Like,
yeah. So basically what we're saying is, don't call me a content creator. I'm a producer. However, I'm going to produce the... out of my TikTok feed.
Yep.
Moving forward.
Mine's horrible. Anyway, Kimberly, what do you want to leave me with?
We've reached the end of another fantastic episode of Rich Little Broke Girls. But before we go, we have a tradition. Sumner is going to drop his undisputed certified tip for the girls.
I think that the girls specifically need to take things less seriously.
Oh.
I think it's not that deep.
It's not that
deep.
We're
on a floating speck of dust going through space. Doesn't matter if he doesn't text you. Doesn't matter if your hair is not doing what you want it to do. I watch my girlfriends anguish. They're like, oh, my hair, my outfit. Oh, let it go. My therapist told me, I used to be so worried about what I wore. My therapist told me, you're allowed to change your outfit once every day. And that has changed my life. Because I would put on different outfits to go to the grocery store, to the pharmacy, for no reason. And it caused me mental anguish. I think everyone needs to just take a chill pill. Clichés are clichés for a reason. Everyone relax. That's my tip. I just think you girls will be happier if you focus on what's important to you. And it sounds so cliché, and it sounds so like woo-woo girl, but I mean it. You're beautiful. Maybe not on the outside, but definitely on the inside. Cut.
That was great.
Thanks.
Yeah. Thanks for being here today.
Nowhere else I'd rather be, Kimberly.
At all?
At all.
You don't have to be somewhere in 5 minutes?
No, I have to go to brunch in Brooklyn.
Yeah. Where in Brooklyn?
Williamsburg? Oh, Le Crocodile.
Oh, okay. Oh, so good. Get the banana.
I don't like sweet things.
Oh, okay. Get the frisée. So good, the salad. Mm. So yummy.
It's a birthday lunch. You know when you go to a birthday, like...
And you wonder who's paying? Yeah.
And I'm like... Please.
My thing now is my cards are always locked because I'm afraid that money is going to fall out of my bank account.
Fall out?
Yeah, that's what happens. Mm. Yeah, like from the internet.
Right.
Like you just don't know what's attached to your bank account. Mm-hmm. So I just lock my cards. So now I have to unlock my cards for every single purchase. And, like, I don't want to open up my bank account in front of everybody, but, like, my shit's locked.
Interesting.
Yeah. So it's like, what? Am I going to go to the ladies' room, unlock my card, and then?
My card declines all the time.
Oh, does yours?
Yeah, I don't check. I hate money.
I hate looking at
it. I enjoy material goods. Hate the concept of money.
Managing it. I'm not good at
it. I got a financial advisor.
Did you?
Well, I went to a consultation, and then it turned out to be $250 a month.
Oh, that's not that bad.
But that's, like, half my salary.
Yeah.
I'm like, I don't.
Yeah. Should we talk numbers? Apparently, it's really good that, like, you should share how much you make.
I'm an account manager.
I only make $82,000.
Oh. My base is 80.
But you get bonuses and shit?
Yeah.
Yeah.
After bonus, it's like 115.
I'm not there yet.
Okay.
Yeah.
But no, I think salary transparency is important, especially for women of color who tend to be the most underpaid group.
That's what they say. That is what they say.
I read an article.
Oh, did you? They have so many articles about women of color.
Right.
And how bad we have it.
I know.
Like,
what
damn.
If we wrote about how, well, good you have?
Yeah.
It? Yeah.
Yeah. Like, why don't we just write about the positive stuff?
Hashtag Black Girl Magic.
Hashtag, yeah. Black Girl TikTok.
Black Girl TikTok, Black Girl Magic.
Yeah.
Put that in.
So you know what I cringe doing when I post a TikTok and I have
hashtags
to
FYP. Hashtag, are you kidding me?
I have to hashtag girl TikTok, black girl TikTok. I'm gonna start doing
you're
hashtag
black.
I'm black. Can you
I don't
imagine?
See color.
I don't either.
My dad says that. He's like, I don't see color. First of all, you should.
Yeah.
And you're if not you a don't dog.
Do you have anything you want to promote before you leave?
Yeah. Follow me on Instagram at Sumner Sykes. It's a lot of funny content.
That you need to do more of.
That I need to do more of.
That he produces as an executive producer.
As an EP.
Thank you so much, Sumner, for coming on the podcast.
Thank you for having me, Kimberly.
This was so fun. I don't know what it's going to sound like.
No idea.
No clue.
What if it wasn't even on?
That's it for this week. Thank you so much for listening to the Rich Little Broke Girls podcast. If you haven't already, please join the Rich Little Broke Girls Collective because we host social events globally and we're dying to meet you IRL. I hope this conversation left you with pee in your pants because Sumner is a fucking legend. No, seriously, I die listening to this episode back. If you like this episode, share it with your friends. If you didn't like this episode, I don't really care. Just share it with your friends. And if you really like this episode, share it with your friends. For all those things, subscribe and take 20 seconds to leave me a 5-star review. I may or may not love you forever for it. And truth be told, it really helps the girls discover the show. Don't forget to follow us on Instagram at Rich Little Broke Girls and follow me, Slim Kim, at Slim Kim on Instagram and TikTok. Oh, and one more thing. Submit your juiciest confessions and questions at richlittlebrokegirls.com/confess. I'll answer them live on next week's episode. Until then, I'll see you all so soon.